Hey, stop bitching about people, for God's sake. We're recording. Stop bitching about people. That was really like...
No, I don't think it's
the dark side of Katie Harvey. Wow.
I was going to say, I'm going to bring a weird
to work
saying, with Nash, corporate king, and the queen of Irish wrestling, Katie Harvey. It's Oscar O'Brien.
Oh, turn off.
Go.
We're recording.
Oh, recording.
Yeah.
Oh, that was all recorded. Yeah. Including the bitching. We got all of it.
What?
So, drops. You know the story. I don't know what score it is. Is there any...
I don't think we have enough.
We'll just presume I'm winning carry on.
That's not true.
That's not really good assumption to make. We'll assume I'm winning. We'll carry on. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm winning.
I know trades. Anybody want to make a trade? No.
No,
can't remember who's on my team.
You care of the Royal Rumble. 50
yeah.
points.
Well,
that's the only thing I'm taking into consideration now is like, I keep asking Phil who's winning the Rumble and he's like, why? And I'm like, it's very important.
You're all going to look really dumb when Eric Rowan wins the Rumble. I'm telling you now.
Imagine.
Let's just jump with the questions then because there's quite a fucking lot of them. At Sean McSaren. You'll be delighted to know, Sean, I completely forgot to think of anything to answer this question with. Is there anything, in your opinion, that was fresh, new, or cool in wrestling at the start of 2019 or 2018 that are now stale and overused? I also feel like you're asking this with an answer in your own head. This is very specific.
Like, yeah, you can let us know what loads of people do that. Like, they're like, mine is this. Bro.
Yeah, tweet in the answer. Actually, I would love to see it out of curiosity because it is very specific.
It also helps us think of answers when someone gets the ball rolling.
Yeah, because when you say what... Like, when I say to you, start 2018, what do you think?
The only thing I could think of for this is a bit of a random one. Being woke. I think that's now... I think being woke is a trend in wrestling that's now, like, going out of fashion. Like, it's become a bit cringy, like, now. Where, like, do you know the way, like, for example, every time, like... OTT books someone with a shady past, everyone's like looking into their past and they're like, in 1964 they did this, and then it's like, alright, like, we know stuff happens. Like, I think, like, it was very like when it was like, it was the thing to do, but I think now that's going out of fashion. I think people are like, right, we're appropriate, fine, you don't have to be police anymore.
Yeah, I think it's like the boy who cried wolf. There's so much outrage all the time that when you actually should be outraged, there's not enough outrage left.
Yeah. Like, and I think people are just like fatigued with it all. So they're just like, right, we know what the right things are. We've completed this level of like, you know, thinking, and we're good. If someone says or does something, we'll like put it straight, but
like
whatever.
Like these tongue-in-cheek comments I keep seeing on Twitter. I've seen like four in the last 2 days of being like, okay, who was cancelled while I took a nap? And it's like it's just the expectation now that someone is going to constantly get cancelled. Yeah, I get it. It's like, and you know what, if we can't find something, we will dig until we find something to make
that,
a cancellation.
That whole thing, I think that's a trend. That's more of a like a wrestling community trend, because I couldn't think of a move or a spot there.
I'm kind of...
I was going to say apron bumps.
Yeah.
And especially when they don't finish a match, when they're just thrown in, like, and like, it's the hardest part of the ring. Like, if you want us to buy into that, well then pin someone after it. Pin them for a three count after you've done your finisher on the hardest part
but
of the
right
ring.
They're right next to the ropes, that's the only problem. Do you know what I mean? Or they've fallen out after taking the move and then you have to lift up the dead weight and put them in the ring and stuff. It's a lot of effort. You can't just pin
them
straight
away. Like a super finisher because it's on the hardest part of the ring.
Anyway. I was thinking, I'm delighted I come up with an answer on the spot. I really didn't think I would. Maybe, again, I can't think of the start of 2018. Like, I don't know what happened in 2018.
But the start was Okada Omega.
There are 20 Okada Omegas.
Six stars, that whole thing, Dave Meltzer.
Their matches are all the same to me.
But, like, no, that's when that whole thing started.
So
six
the first
stars.
One.
That was when that started. So that's the start of 2018. I always think of the start
you
of
see,
years.
New Japan's a horrible way of getting me to figure out where we're at.
Nakamura won the Rumble.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, WWE or OTT is a better way of indicating, like, what was OTT doing?
Canadian Destroyers.
No, they are still cool. They're still
not.
Deadly.
They're coming back.
Are they?
Yeah, they were out for a while and now they're coming back.
Fuck all
in,
your like anti-destroyer shit. I'm gonna say Joey Ryan's dick flips. I think they were cool and funny. Like, Serotonin, yeah. That would have been like, you know, cool, funny thing. It's not, you know, it's just a bit kind of boring now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's done. It's right.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I don't know.
When did all the facey-facey spots start, like fucking Ricochet and Ospreay with the guns to the head and like the poses? And
that
like,
would have been, I think, around 2016, 17. When was Balor in OTT?
Oh, 16. Oh, wow, yeah.
Really? That was how long ago?
That's 4 years. Yeah.
No.
Shit.
That doesn't feel like four
okay,
years.
That was cool when they were doing it, but now like you go to like your local wrestling promotion and you've seen two lads on their third match doing a 20-minute sequence and then ending with guns to the head. Like,
well, I think it's cool. I think you're just being a Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette runs. There you go, Jim Cornette.
They were cool in 2018.
But they were a thing where everyone's like, did you hear what Cornette said? And now it's just like, I don't care what Cornette said.
Yeah, I think we might have finished. I think we might have actually... I don't want to speak too soon, but I it's been like, we've had a week there where he just hasn't been thought about or mentioned once.
Like, but he tried really hard. He had that whole scoop on Alison Kay. On Tessa Blanchard, where she did a custom. We won't get into it. I don't really want to get into it because I think it's, yeah.
Okay.
You've heard that part, have you?
I think I have actually.
Yeah. And he had that on his show this week. He played the audio.
No
one reacted. Like, no one's... Like, it's not a thing. You guys didn't know that happened. They just...
No.
Yeah, he had that on his show. Like, he's really reaching for content now and no one's paying him attention. He's just in the Jim Cornette echo chamber
nice.
Now.
Let's keep it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. We all got our answers there, yeah?
We got our shit in.
Cool. Thanks for the question, Sean. At @Chloe_Lynch, do you remember the first wrestling match you ever watched?
No.
All right.
No.
Shut down, bro.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. My dad used to watch World of Sport when he was babysitting me, and then he used to always have the wrestling on growing up, so I like can't pinpoint a match. I remember the first match where I realized what wrestling was and I fell in love with it, and that was Bret Hart versus Chris Benoit on the Own Heart tribute show on Nitro.
Ooh.
I remember watching that and thinking like, oh, this is so much more than I thought it was.
Right.
Up until then, it had been like fluff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but that was the first time I was properly hooked into like near falls and stuff. And nice. I was like, oh my God, I really care about this.
Yeah.
And made me a massive Bret Hart fan. And then I also vividly remember for WWE, S.A. Reyes and Lita on Heat.
Oh, I remember this as well.
Yeah.
When Lita started doing Ranas and it was like, break your brain.
Yeah, she was in like a red outfit and she had a moonsault at the end of the match. And I'd never seen a girl do something like that before. And I remember it was on Channel 4, like... And that was the first WWE match I ever saw. And I vividly remember being like, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah, I remember that match. Yeah. That was class. I also want to give a shout out to Chloe, by the way. She like wrote a really nice post. I don't know if anyone saw it on the Irish Wrestling Forum, I think it was, about what wrestling means to her and how it helped out.
I did read that.
Really, really sweet and really nice. So shout out, Chloe. Also as well, for me, the first match I was conscious of was 1-2-3 Kid and Bob Holly winning the tag team titles in like 1994. It's the earliest memory I have. I think it might have been 1-2-3 Kid against Razor Ramon. Because I remember that, but I can't remember if I retroactively heard about that. You know what I mean? But they're the first memories I have. But then I thought that was my first match for years. But then I remember when I was moving out of home, I was clearing out all my old shit, like old magazines and stuff I used to have. And I found WWF magazines from like 1991 and 92. And I'm like, I guess I watch wrestling then. I was like, if they're buying that shit for me, I clearly was. But I have no memory of it whatsoever. So, yeah.
I can't say first match, like, clips of a match, because I used to watch WWE Experience. I think I said this before, but the first full match I ever saw, and again, I mentioned it before, but in Ben's house, shout out to Ben who's not listening, he had Sky Sports, so he was able to watch, like, SmackDown in full, and I was buzzing for this. I was like, oh shit, it's Microphone Guy versus Irish Lad versus Neck Muscles Lad for the US title. So excited. And Microphone Lad was Mr. Kennedy, turned out. Irish Lad was Finley, as it turned out. And then Neck Muscles Lad was Bobby Lashley. Absolute banger for the US title. Can't remember who won, but it just took me.
You are a fetus. Like, that is insane. Like,
that feels like yesterday.
anyone who watched it knows how iconic the match is. Complete, like, 10 out of 10. Everything you could possibly
want. It explains so much about you. Like, so much.
And that's what got me into wrestling. So, thanks for giving me that nice little flashback of memories there.
Yeah, that's a nice question. I'm really trying to think back now to the first stuff that I watched and loved.
If that question makes it nice and fuzzy, wait till you see the next question. At Declan Byrne. 31. If you were to book an Irish wrestling show with celebrities, who would you have? For me, it would be the Shamrock Rovers team.
Surprising.
Very loose use of the term celebrity. I mean, not against Shamrock Rovers, but I just don't think Aaron Green gets stopped on like O'Connell Street for, you know, and he's, you
as for change. That's about the only time he gets stopped.
Yeah, but you know, look, if you feel they're celebrities, I'm not going to argue. Sorry, the Shamrock Rovers team, especially Greg Bulger. The Irish women's team, especially Katie McCabe and Leanne Kiernan. Also, Willow out of Home and Away. That's a new one. And have Rihanna sing the national anthem. So, wrestling show.
So, is this the celebrities are wrestling, or it's like a WrestleMania type gig where we have Pam Anderson walk up
the
ring?
Not a wrestling. Well, they knew all that. Like, whatever. I'm going to say Dave McGoldrick. I think he's an absolute beast. I think he could headbutt someone and knock them clean out. I'm going to also say Nidge from Love Hate, but in character, like...
Oh.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Would he be wrestling, or would he be, like, backing someone up?
Oh, he could be, like, the leader of a faction.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
be
cool,
a manager.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Someone do
never
that.
Never seen
someone...
Love Hate.
What?
I've never seen Love Hate. I don't know who you're talking about.
I've seen Love Hate.
What did you do on Sunday nights?
What did you do when everyone else was watching it?
I don't know.
Even I watched it. Rick, I watched it. And I never watched anything.
I believe you, yeah.
I've never watched it. My brother did give me all the box sets. Well, nearly all of them. He didn't give me the first one. So I didn't really want to delve in on season two.
No, watch from season. Watch it. It's worth it. It's
it
really
is.
Good.
Robert Sheehan, Littlefinger. Oh, they've got a great cast.
What's your Littlefinger impersonation?
Yeah, can you just give me a taster?
Oh,
of
I'm an Irish gangster.
All right, you can stop now. I forgot the question was. Oh, celebrity.
It's every Declan Byrne question ever.
Celebrity wrestling. Right. What?
Have you seen Guy Ritchie's new film?
No.
The Gentleman.
No.
It's
good.
Very good. Okay. I immensely enjoyed it.
Who's Guy Ritchie?
He is a director who makes films you also haven't seen.
Oh, nice.
But he always casts actors in like roles way outside their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant is a cockney, sleazy crime reporter.
Oh.
A private investigator type person, and he is excellent, and I would have him in this.
My mom is obsessed with Hugh Grant, but as him being...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello, how do you know?
Oh, me too. Like,
she's obsessed with him. I might take her to see that just to ruin it for
her.
Oh,
it'll ruin her completely.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm trying to think about celebrities. I don't want to leave you short, Declan, but I think Nidge from Love Hate is a solid answer.
It's solid. That is the answer, you might say.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, like my brain also went to Father Ted, but you know, a lot of them passed away. But like, if they were still alive, like Dermot Morgan, Father Ted in there would be gas. We've already seen Father, you know, like Father Ted.
OGD,
and
yeah.
They mix well.
I was wondering when your head would go there.
Dougal, get Dougal in there.
Yeah,
like that's the one we haven't seen before. That's the big, like that's the big draw
reveal.
For Scrappermania. Like, there we go.
Oh
sorry.
My God, yes, David Starr versus Father Dougal.
Katie please. Taylor versus Ronda Rousey. Give me that.
Ooh.
Katie Taylor in general, yeah, that'd be a good one. Katie Taylor would be a good celebrity to have in.
Yeah. Katie Taylor against Leanne Kiernan.
But then it dawned on me, he said Rihanna, so it doesn't have to be Irish. But that's just, my brain's just too tired to think of a celebrity. I don't recognise most celebrities, as you know. Hans Zimmer against Jordan Devlin. Let's go. that's my pick. That's my question, Declan. At ChrisJack85, how much of your knowledge of American and Canadian geography is down to listening to wrestling announcers? If it wasn't for Big Boss Man, I doubt I'd know there was a Cobb County in Georgia.
This is a great question.
Very, very, very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's kind of similar with football. Like, I only realized this the other day. Most people don't know they're African countries. I didn't know this, but they know like Nigeria, they know like South Africa, and that's about it.
Oh, no.
But I know like Ivory Coast, Cameroon, you know, Ghana.
Lesotho, Gabon.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
Mauritius.
All, yeah.
Madagascar.
Sierra Leone, you know what I mean? Like, and it's all, again, like Africa of Nations. People just don't know, like, any of these places. So it's, when you have an interest, that kind of, for me, American geography was entirely wrestling. Like, if I look at a map of America, I know all the states, I know all the cities in those states.
Columbus,
wrestling.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Columbus, Dayton, Cincinnati. Oh, I only know these places because of wrestling.
Years ago, I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and where's Mark Henry from?
Parts unknown. No, it's not. Why do you say that?
Texas. The question for $500,000 was, what American state is Silsbury in? And you, I fucking knew it because of Mark Henry. And I said it, and my ma was amazed.
Yeah, like, you do know a lot, like, when you think about it. Like, fucking, like, Canada as well, like... Like
Winnipeg, Manitoba. None of us would know it. No. None of us would have ever heard of Winnipeg, Manitoba. as well, yeah, I was the same with football, though, as well. I remember when I was a kid, I'm like Sheldon Cooper with flags. Just because when I was a kid, I became obsessed with, like, writing about different international football teams and countries. And then I went to the phone book. So we used to have this book.
No, I know.
And it had a section at the back with loads of flags, the flags of every country. So I learned them and then would draw them out and fantasy book them in matches against each other. So I'm ridiculously good with flags as a result of that.
Yeah, like, I'm in the same boat, yeah. It's
Do they still make phone books? When do you think the last phone book was printed?
The last phone book. That's a movie. That's a movie right there. Colin Farrell in the. There you go. In the lead role.
Trying to find some girly loves who he met in a bar once.
Yeah, that's a phone book. There's going to be like phone books are going to be like something that in a movie or TV show will be brought back as a reference. Where it's like, oh my god, we used to do that. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Chris. At Clear CW, if WWE ever went bust, how long a lasting effect does its collapse on professional wrestling as a whole last, and how damaging would it be to the industry? Very.
It'd ruin the industry.
Yeah, like this is the thing, I was actually talking to somebody today, or two, three days ago, I don't know when this comes out, but depending on when you're listening, Wednesday, and yeah, it was a non-wrestling fan. And they were saying, like, oh, how funny is that? You know, oh, the WWE guy who said, a little bit of the bubbly. It's like, wrestling, WWE is to wrestling what UFC is to MMA. Mm. Like, people use WWE and wrestling interchangeably. Yeah. Like, the idea, even if there was an AEW, even if there was somebody to take the spot of WWE, which I really doubt there would be, but let's just say there was somebody to take WWE's spot. If they went under, people would still be calling it WWE for years. You know what I mean? Like, WWE, I just... Yeah, no, it'd fuck it up completely. I can't imagine, like, a wrestling landscape without WWE.
There's no wrestling economy without WWE at the top. It'd crush everything. That is, like, people's interest. Like you say, that's people's entry point for wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's their interest level. So everything that everyone else gets is fed back from WWE. Katie, you might be one of the few people that I've ever met whose first wrestling experience wasn't WWE. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like everyone, like, all of our interest sources come from there. And then they drizzle down, or they might all go offshoot or whatever, but like that's where it starts. That is the entry point for everyone. If we don't have that, and you might say, well, look, what if AEW does really well and puts them out of business? Like, they are way like, they are so seriously far off being what WWE are that it would collapse everything. Like, AEW are relevant because they are the company who are like, do you know how you hate that bad creative in WWE? That's how AEW came to be. That's how they won their fan base. Even that is connected to WWE. The only scenes that wouldn't be affected would be maybe Japan and Mexico, because they have their own economies in a way. But it would crush everything else. Like, that would be the end of wrestling. That's when we find a new hobby. So yeah, it'd ruin everything.
I think it'd still be wrestling, but it'd be a bit depressing. Like, I can't imagine, like,
no Royal Rumble.
Somebody, yeah, with the lineage as well. You know what I mean? It's like, it'd just be weird. It'd just be weird having WWE around.
No Royal Rumble, no WrestleMania. That's mad. Like, that affects, like, your internal clock. Yeah, if you're a wrestling,
like,
fan,
it's like turning around and saying, well, how would American football be affected if the NFL went under?
Like, it's like, for example, someone was saying, like, to me the other day, with all the stuff going on with the FAI, they're like, imagine they went out of business, it'd be gas, it'd be good enough for them. I'm like, yeah, but does that mean Ireland have no football team? And they're like, I don't know. And then I'm like, yeah, you don't want that to happen, do you? So, like, yeah, we kind of need these places in, we need these things functioning. But yeah, that's true.
Katie, do you think it's rest and dies or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair. I thought maybe you'd be like, oh, WCW, you know, whatever. No, none.
It's dead.
Well, I mean, like, the wrestling world survived WCW going bust.
Yeah, there you go. That's a counter argument, I think.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Okay,
we were ready. We were there. And, like, even then, WWE was around before WCW.
Not all of us were ready.
Some of us still aren't.
I don't know. and some of us weren't even born, like Ralph Van Dam's girlfriends. So, yeah, thanks for the question, Steve. Killer, excuse me. At Owen_Davis1, recently watched New Year's Revolution 2005. What are the biggest one-match shows you've ever seen?
Ah, this is a great question that I don't have enough information to answer.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it means, but...
I generally love the undercard of shows. Mm. Like, generally, there's... I can't think of a show offhand where, like, there's only one match I've been interested in seeing.
Wrestling's kind of different to, like, MMA. In MMA, or like, I find, like, you know, for example, the main events, like McGregor, Cerrone.
Yeah.
And I'm you know, looking forward to that a lot more than looking forward to Roxanne Modafferi against Macy Barber, for example. Yeah. But... in wrestling, I find that this is why I hate when people talk about who's a draw, who's not a draw. I'll often watch wrestling for a match that's happening lower down the card. You know what I mean? So,
what was the match at New Year's Revolution?
Was it Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, it was when Edge cast in.
Well, speaking of no,
for the first time,
was it? No, I think that was 06, wasn't it?
It could have been, maybe.
Anyway, look, I don't know fully what this question means, but I remember ECW to December to December 06. Only announced two matches before it started.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
So I'm going to go with that one.
And there was an Elimination Chamber as well, the main event.
Yeah, I think Elimination, because Elimination Chamber matches kind of suck up everyone. Oh, the Royal Rumble! Royal Rumble's one. Yeah. You probably take someone out. Well, Royal Rumble normally has one Royal Rumble. Well, now there's two. But, like, historically, there'd be one Rumble and then, like, one really good title match.
Because they have to set up the main event of WrestleMania. So, like, they're in that season. So everything matters in that, because it's all pointed towards this big event. I was thinking of WrestleMania. For this, and I thought of three which could. So, if you think of WrestleMania 12, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Iron Man match, everything else on it is absolute crap. Like, it's not like it is. If you watch that show, it's barely watchable. It's a Raw. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got like an all time classic match. WrestleMania 13 is quite similar in that it has like there's a 3 year period where it's very bad. WrestleMania 11, I was thinking for a while, and then I was like Lawrence Taylor against Bam Bam Bigelow, but also then I thought of Shawn Michaels and Diesel on that show as well. So, and I was like, Katie's going to give out to me if I say that was shit. So I'll leave it. And then WrestleMania 13, Austin, Bret Hart, everything else, like, because at least WrestleMania 12, that had Roddy Piper against Goldust. Do you remember the big, where they used the OJ Simpson chase? That had that. So that's notable in a way, it's memorable, so I'm like, I can't really count WrestleMania 12. WrestleMania 13 had nothing else. The main event was like Undertaker against Psycho Sid, because the main event was supposed to be Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart in a rematch, but that fell apart. Shawn Michaels lost a smile, that led to the Steve Austin match, so that was the real main event, but Austin wasn't a main eventer yet, so it had to go on like third from last. And then they had Undertaker against Psycho Sid in the main event, and these two lads are, Undertaker was in a lull in his career, he'd yet to kind of this is just pre-corporate ministries style, like cool Undertaker, so he was just kind of like at the end of the original Undertaker run. Psycho Sid was at the very end of his run, and it was like if WWE had nothing else to book and they just said John Cena and Randy Orton your main event, there you go lads, and it's like, oh, we're way past that, lads. That's not good. So that's a nothing match. So it was, yeah, Austin, Bret Hart, WrestleMania 13 is my answer.
Yeah, I think that's...
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. thanks for the question, Owen. Tony Kenny, at tkenny2622. Obviously, as everyone knows, I'm a huge David Starr fan. So my question is, what is your favourite pizza? I don't eat pizza, so this is down to you.
Kills me. We've talked about this, and I got used to it.
I'm a health guru, right? I can't
many,
let this
many
jump.
Packets of crisps are in your bag right
that
now.
It's so irrelevant. You don't need to bring it up on a podcast.
It's a personal attack.
The literal last message I got from Cade was, I'll be late because I'm buying onion rings.
My private life is being very invaded. Is this what I get for speaking for you earlier today?
My favourite is spinach, a fried egg, ham, and onion.
We got this question before, and it made me very angry. Yeah.
But you know what? Some people tried the fried egg on their pizza afterwards and then tweeted me to thank me.
No, yeah, that's you on an alt account.
One person did it.
Well, people.
Everyone's been asking me.
Pepperoni.
Thanks for the question, Tony. At Bittersweet Chin M, Keith. Hi, Keith. If Mr. Yankee from the Yankee Candle came to you and asked you to make a perfect candle for yourself, what would the scent be and why?
Have you seen Gwyneth Paltrow's new candle?
Oh, yes.
It's called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Oh, I heard about that.
That is the name of the candle. It's $80 and it's sold out.
Oh my God.
I don't know whether that's like health gurus who follow anything Gwyneth does.
No,
or
I think it's health gurus.
I think it's wrestling fans who ask for pictures of feet. I think it's them. I think that's what
is
it
is. Is that your candle?
The smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's. I've never said that. Gwyneth Paltrow vagina.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Okay. Cool. My candle. I don't know if this is like the candle that best represents me, or a candle that like I want. I don't really know what candle I'd want, but I feel like. Like, just sour cream onion Pringles is just kind of like what I would get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not nice, but it definitely is me.
I'd smell it and think of you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be the first person I thought of. Like, yeah.
Well, lads, there is a bonus round in Keith's question. So, let's go. Apple or Android?
Android.
Apple.
Apple, just because I'm used to it, but Android, you know, it's kind of... Moon or Sun?
Sun.
Sun.
I'm going with Moon. Because you can only visit the sun when it's dark. So, goats, goats or sheep? Wait, hang on.
What? You can only visit the sun when it's dark.
Yeah, otherwise you'll get burned.
Obviously. What do you mean physically visit the sun?
Yeah, the astronauts, the way they do it.
Okay.
Goats, goats or sheep? If Katie picks goats, call her a goat sucker, which is an old insult for Wicklow people. If she picks sheep, ask why she didn't pick goats, because she's a goat sucker. I wasn't meant to read that part. Yeah. That part's in brackets.
And I'll have him know he was wrong, because the school bus I used to get to secondary school used to be known as the sheep shagger bus.
Oh.
That's what they would shout at us as the bus pulled up. It would pull up to school, and also we had to leave 20 minutes early on a Wednesday because there was only a bus to my village every 3 hours, and they would say, sheep shagger bus is outside, off you go.
So you're a sheep then?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I prefer sheep to goats. They're nice and woolly and stuff, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, give me a sheep. Yeah.
Black or white pudding?
White.
Racist.
Black pudding, sure.
Ooh, I'm keen and I'm woke.
Don't even eat pudding, just be woke. Banoffee or trifle?
Banoffee.
Neither.
What the fuck is banoffee?
Banoffee is like biscuit crumbs, caramel and bananas.
That sounds alright. I mean, I like those things as individuals, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't have them together, but they sound alright, so we're going to go with that. Left or right hand?
Left.
Left.
Oh, he's left-handed too.
He's both left-handed.
You're left-handed. Yeah, left-handed. Yeah, yeah. No way.
Left-handed high five.
Alright. This is there we go.
Oh, nice. Left-handed. That was a true left-handed high five.
Okay, please get this right. Please get this right. GIF or GIF?
GIF.
GIF.
I thought Kate would be the one to get it wrong. Do you know
wait,
what I
mean? Do you mean the cleaning supply or the computer?
No, when you do moving images on a screen.
Oh, GIF, it's a GIF. I thought you meant the cleaning. Yeah, I thought you meant that.
I see what he's talking about. I'm saying GIF as well.
It's GIF, yeah.
Bath or shower?
Bath.
Bath, don't forget the shower.
These are weirdos, man. It's a shower. Wings or burger?
Ooh.
Depends. I had wings today, so I'm going to say wings.
Yeah, maybe wings.
Well, a burger, you can have whatever. You can have a chicken burger if you want. You can have a beef burger. You can have any sort of burger. Whereas wings,
you like a burger.
You're restricted to wings, so I'm going to go
if
with
I
burger.
Had a choice, I'd go Bunsen over, like, say, burger.
Counter burger actually is one of my favorites, but I like the wings in counter
burger. See, beef burgers are the most disgusting things I've ever had in my life, but it's the variety. I'm going to go with, like, chicken burgers, so burger.
Is that because you think it's like a giant chicken nugget?
Yeah, a bit like that. It's kind of different because it's a burger, obviously, but it's similar. Trump or Boris?
Neither.
No, ask a one.
No, I don't.
You do. That's the question.
Boris.
You see, there's no right answer.
He's slightly less worse.
No, you see, I think Trump is going to get us all killed, but he's the original of the two. Boris is like a shitty carbon copy. And also, from an Irish perspective, Boris has... shat on us, do you know what I mean? He hates us. Like,
yeah.
In many interviews, you can see exactly how he feels about the Irish, do you know what I mean?
Well, Boris is less dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Bars cannot murder the entire world with the click of a button. So I'm going to go with
that.
Make
him sounder, though. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying he's sounder, but I'm saying, like, if I had to kill one, I'd kill Trump.
Oh, that's a different way of looking at it, yeah. Well, I would probably kill Trump. So does that mean I pick Boris, but I hate Boris
that
more?
That means you're on a list now, because you've just put that out in the world on a podcast.
Oh, great. Well, whoever the FBI listener is, sorry. and final one, TV or music?
TV.
Oh,
actually, this is harder than I thought.
Oh, this
it used to be music, but now
well,
it's TV.
Do we include wrestling on TV? Like, does that count?
No, let's take that out of it.
Because I don't watch wrestling on TV. I watch it on the internet, like on you know, laptop and stuff. So if we're watching just strictly TV shows, I'll probably go with music, yeah.
Maybe music.
Yeah, I mean, imagine without music. You
know, I know. It would be weird. I hate it. I used to be a DJ, but like TV now.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the questions, Keith. At J Malloy, 1985.
Oh, I like this question.
Shout out to Jimmy. Have you tried the new vegan options from the big takeaways? And do you think more people will switch to vegan as it becomes easier, or will these quietly disappear in 6 months? Sorry, I'm really tired, so I'm butchering all these questions.
You're butchering a vegan question?
Yay.
I don't get it.
Slay. <All right.
laughs> I went vegetarian for 6 whole weeks, and a lot of the meat substitutes are nice. It's not going to go away because it's like a lifestyle, an actual lifestyle for a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go away, but I don't think it'll get massive either. I think it's always going to be in that kind of comfy kind of middle spot.
Yeah, I think it's good that they're catering for them because really, like, I don't get these people who get really angry that, like, Greg's have released a vegan sausage roll. I mean, if you don't want to buy it, that's fine.
Yeah. I get really angry. It actually really upsets me. But
that it exists. Yeah. Not that it's been forced on you.
No, it's really upsets me. No, I'm not even going to pretend. Like, I don't care. No, I think it's good. Yeah. I think it's great, the options there, and
my friend of mine's a PT, Coach John, if you want to check him out. He put up a good post on social media today, and he basically put all these diet options, and then like why they work, and next to everything it was like paleo diet, calorie deficit, vegan diet, calorie deficit, blah blah blah, calorie deficit, and like all of these are different ways of spinning a calorie deficit, but also as well, they're like, I do intermittent fasting, but that's based on a calorie deficit as well, like you fast for a certain amount of time, blah blah blah, there's no, it all comes back to the same thing. But so with that in mind, I think vegan is just another, but there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not criticizing them, because if it works for you, it's like giving up smoking, whatever works for you, if that's what works and gets you healthy, then fair enough, take it. So I do think that it's more of a fad at the moment. Do you remember, like, gluten was the big enemy of you? And you don't hear much about gluten or what now.
The GI diets and stuff like that.
Yeah, these things come and go. But, like, I think the lasting impact stays. So if you want to look at McDonald's, it was a big deal when McDonald's brought out salads a while back. You can still get a salad in McDonald's. That just stays. So it's evolving. So I think these things will always be an option. And like Hayes said, you don't have to take it if you don't want to. You can just live your life freely without it. So I think it's going to stay in the fact that it's going to be an option, but I don't think it's going to be something people talk about in a year or two, because there'll be more ideas coming along and thrown at people.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Jimmy. At Kento CCFC, who's worse on Modern Family, Cam or Manny?
Cam.
What?
Yeah, Manny's.
I like Manny.
Manny's a kid. Oh,
I hate Manny.
I liked Manny. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure I liked Manny. Squeaky kid who's really smart, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
I hate him.
I thought I liked him.
I hate him.
Cam's a miserable fucking prick. Like, what?
What?
I feel like a lot of Cam can be very toxic sometimes in his relationship with Mitch. I feel like he's very over the top and, like, you know, I don't know, over dramatic. Yeah. It'd be exhausting to be married to him.
Yeah, Cam isn't somebody I'm like, oh yeah, Cam's on my screen. You know what I mean?
I like him a lot. Now, part of that is me also liking the performance, because I've also seen your man interviewed, and he is not like Cam in real life.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
Whereas, like, Jesse Ferguson is Mitch. Like, they're the same person. Like, a lot of them are the same person. Like, Claire is the exact same in real life. But, like, Cam is really acting, and I'm like, I appreciate that shit. You've committed. Like, I believe in Cam as a character. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've known Cams in my life. I don't get Manny. I don't get who they're satirizing. I feel like Manny is a 50-year-old's interpretation of what young people are like today. Because I've never met a Manny. I've never known anyone. Maybe I just don't live in America.
That's why I like Manny. He's different.
I think it's kind of like he's playing against the stereotype of like a young Latin immigrant, no?
Yeah, but like, Modern Family is about, this is what families are like in the 21st century. You have a gay couple who are adopting, you have like the stereotypical 2.4 children, you have the rich guy with the Latin wife, but they actually love each other, and that's the twist, you know? So that's the point of Modern Family. It's like, everyone in the family, you're like, I know what that's like when my family have to get together for Christmas. That's the point of it. So all the characters should be relatable, and I'm like, again, Manny's just, I've never got who Manny's supposed to be in the real world. I'm like, again, it just comes back to like, that's how 50-year-old men who write this see young people. And they're like, I care about all the issues and I like to act and I'm dramatic.
Man, you read into this shit so deeply. Like, it's a sitcom.
Like but I don't know anyone who's like definitely a Manny who I can't pick someone
but
in my
why
life.
Why do you need to know somebody who's Manny? Who
because
cares?
That's the joke. That's the entire premise of the show. Like the premise of the show is you relate to it.
So you know a Phil.
Yeah, dad jokes. He's like a funnier version.
Yeah, but
he's
like
dad
he's
jokes.
Way further than that. So is Manny not a play on that like woke teenager?
Maybe. I've just never seen someone like I know 50 Phils. I know 50 every dad ever except Phil is a really, really funny version of it. You know what I mean? But I don't know Manny, and I know everyone in that, but I don't know Manny.
Phil is
I never got
legend.
Him. I love Phil.
Phil
no,
is the best.
We can all agree on Phil. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Kendo. John at Mr. in the Block. Fuck, marry, kill. It's a Walking Dead question, so I think you'll be happy to know you don't watch Walking Dead. No,
yes, but yes. I keep saying I'm not answering these questions anyway.
Well, you don't have to. This is that's the
you
the
can
button.
Just pick the names.
Yeah, I do want to know how I feel in every other Fuck, marry, kill question. Beth, Maggie, Carol from The Walking Dead. Keep it clean. No fucking a walker. Was that an
that wasn't an option that he gave.
It wasn't.
Was going to suggest having sex with a dead person, but thanks for clarifying.
this isn't me. This is still the question. For me, it's kill Maggie, fuck Carol, and marry Beth, followed by some emojis that make the question a little bit weirder. So I'm just going to leave them alone. For me, like, when I do fuck, marry, kill, it's not a pervy thing. It's a personality thing. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, mine's pervy.
Okay.
I just want to make you uncomfortable.
When I look at these three, I'm like, Carol is a legend. You know what I mean? Like, Carol is like, she saved everyone. You know what I mean? You can't kill Carol. You know what I mean? Like, and T-Dog sacrificed himself for Carol. So who would I be to sacrifice Carol and make T-Dog sacrifice worthless? So Carol stays alive. Maggie and Beth both did my head in at different times. But I find Beth a far more interesting character. And I'd be curious to see, like, if she was still alive, you know what I mean? Like, what would have happened? You know what I mean? And I think by not killing her, she's still alive. I'd rather marry Carol over Beth. So I'm going to marry Carol, fuck Beth, and then kill Maggie and take the hilltop.
I'm going to kill Carol. Carol is dangerous. Carol can snap at any minute. Carol's motivations aren't already clear, although she tends to come out on the right side in the
That's
end.
That's it. You know what I mean? You can count on Carol, though.
But, like, but now, can you? Even the way the series has gone, like, she's kind of going off the deep end.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, how long has it been? And how much has she been through? She's still going at it.
Yeah, her mental state has come into mind. I can never fully detach from her in the comics either, where she turns next level crazy. I'd marry Maggie. Because she's loyal, like, even now, she's still, like, fucking, you know, like, she's still, like, in love with Glenn, and she's always gonna be loyal to him, but that's what I look for. I look for a bit of loyalty. Beth as well, I'd probably fuck her, she was an attractive lady.
Alright.
But I'd kill Carol before I'd kill Beth, because Carol is a threat, like, Carol is an active live threat.
Well, thanks for the question, John, and your emojis.
Katie, what names? Based on the names alone.
No.
I'm brown with no.
One day I'm going to send in like Jaime Lannister and Jon Snow and Rob Stark.
Or Jorah.
Yeah.
I'm brown with no. What will happen first? My Chemical Romance announcing an Irish gig or John Kelly getting Spotify Premium? Right, I'm just going to say this now because I know a lot of you might not know. John Kelly hates Spotify Premium. We'll never buy it.
Why? It's made my life so much easier.
It's his enemy. It's the enemy.
It's
of
actually
John
the best tenner a month I spend, like by far.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying it's the enemy of John, and we all just have our weird enemies, and that's
his hill to die on. Is Spotify Premium.
And My Chemical Romance, like, I know, like, most bands don't give a fuck about Ireland. My Chemical Romance probably won't be any different. But
excuse me, they've played here 4 times.
Wow.
Well,
I know because I was there. All because I'm such a hardcore fan.
I was.
But I think by the time they come here, John's still definitely on the Spotify Premium, so I'm going to go with My Chemical Romance.
They're fucking killing me with all these cryptic clues. They really are. Like, they keep putting up like just a flag emoji.
Yeah, the Union Jack is not a cryptic clue. That is not a cryptic clue.
That's definitely UK.
That relates in no way to us.
And then
all.
But like cryptic pictures and stuff. But even if they announce the UK, that's close enough for me to go and I can start getting my shit together.
What if they meant Ireland in the UK? And they were just...
You better not go then. You better not go then, I swear.
They announced Ireland there. No, they'll announce Europe. I think the flag is for download. I think they're going to do a festival in England. And that's what the flag is for. But they won't leave Ireland out because they wouldn't do me like that.
Thanks for the question, Aya. At Irish Slam Dan... The Irish Junior Heavyweight title is one of my favourite designs. Which Irish belt is your favourite and least favourite design? Ooh, and same question cool for titles question. Outside Ireland. Load of question. I'm trying to get through these quick. But I'm just going to say real quick, Irish Junior Heavyweight title is one of the nicest because of how long it's been around as well. Like, if you look at now, all the Irish titles are really good now. You look at OTT, all their titles are fucking sex, right? But I hated the women's title before they changed it because it was a generic title. And that was kind of embarrassing, you know what I mean? Like, you see other promotions, they'd have a champion with the exact same title, you know what I mean? Like, hell, you know, is this title really that prestigious? It's like, you know, whatever. But I think for me, if we're looking at bad titles, I kind of think we have to go back, because, like, the Phoenix title is unreal as well, you know what I mean? Like, so there's no... I can't think of any, like, current promotions that have a bad title.
Promotions that used to use replicas.
I was going to say... Yeah, you see, I can't argue with that. But my answer is actually... The Pro Wrestling Ulster titles. Like, they would literally be, like, fans in the crowd with replica titles that are more prestigious than...
Oh, the cardboard tag titles. Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it just...
But their women's title I loved, because they repurposed an actual NWA Florida or UK and Ireland heavyweight title, and they just redid it with the logo, and, like, I loved
that. Oh, so that title has history. That wasn't just a replica. They just took and put their logo
on.
No.
That was the actual UK and Ireland NWA heavyweight title.
Oh, why did they just took it and were just like...
No. And then they repurposed it as the women's title. So they bought that from the UK and repurposed it. I love that title. You know when a title has weight in it and it just makes it feel more important? Like, that was a heavy title.
No, I can't argue with that. That's a good one. Before you go on, I don't want to give a shout out to CCW, but they're like actual like highest title, like a world title. It's actually all right. it was a nice looking title, but, you know.
The worst one for me would probably be the old NLW title. Not the one NLW itself uses. This is always confusing. The old one. And not even that it's a bad title. It's just a dated title in a promotion where all the other belts are so updated that it kind of sticks out as like an old belt. Do you know what I mean? So it just like that's... And it's more just a comparison to the other belts, where the other belts are modern and gorgeous and so like new and fresh that like that sticks out as like, oh, what's that? You know what I mean? So for me, that I think the Empress title is that's a really nice title, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Really good.
So I'm going to go with that for a bit. I think that's my favorite because I can't think of it in my head now because I haven't seen it that much. But like, I remember seeing it and being like, wow, that's fucking like they've done good work there.
Outside of Ireland, I'll just say exhibition title. I don't have time to think about it. Exhibition title, it probably would be my answer as far as best looking. Worst looking outside of Ireland, 24/7 maybe, but it's meant to be shit, so...
I don't really have strong opinions on belts. It's one thing that just... It's an argument that went over my head. Most of the time, I'm just like... If I see something that's, like, really nice...
Oh, fuck! Sorry. Best title. The NWA Women's title. Alison Kane's face on it. Unreal. Best title. By far. Yeah. Undisputed. Thanks for the question, Dan. At Sirsock...
We've edited the doc.
What?
You need to refresh.
What?
We're going to skip to Ryan's because the other two are good questions that we have a lot that I want to give time to. We're going to go to Ryan's as well. Not that it's a good question, but it's a good question I want to finish on.
Okay, right.
And I want to hear you say this name.
At Ryan 3846-2930.
Hey!
Not bad. My favourite moment from my first Low Blows party was when two Minnesota Vikings fans walked in to watch the playoff game and seeing their reactions to Wrestle Kingdom 14. Yeah. It got me thinking, if you had one match to make someone a fan, which match would you pick and why?
That was awesome, by the way, because they came in 2 hours before their game was due to start, and all the only thing they had the option of watching was Wrestle Kingdom, and they're sitting at the bar, and I was just like, they came in and asked really nicely, and they had no interest in the wrestling, so I'm like, come on in, just sit there, we're going to be showing the game in a bit. So they just watched it, and they're just like, literally, it's like two, like, not elderly, but middle-aged people, and then, like, just the typical, what you imagine a Minnesota, like, middle-aged couple are, and then the wife is looking, like, at Naito, and, like, Naito or Ibushi and Okada was kicking the shit out of each other. She's like, that looked like it really hurt. Just like, it was hilarious watching them. All of us were watching it through their eyes. It was fantastic. I don't, for me, ooh, that's a good question. You always want someone that's real, realistic, and but also entertaining, charismatic, not cringy.
Are we allowed to show a video package as to why this match is important?
Yeah, yeah, because if you were to watch, for example, Devlin Starr, and you were to watch it on demand, the video package would play beforehand as you're watching, along with the entrances and stuff. So yeah, I think it's part of it, yeah.
Okay, I have something a little bit out of left field when I was thinking about this, right? Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes versus The Shield at Battleground.
Oh!
Where their job and Dusty's job was on the line if they lost. So I think if you play the video package, the match is deadly, the commentators, you've got the storyline, you've got family, you've got... That like, I remember loving that match and thinking, like, this is everything. This is storyline. This is wrestling. This is, like, a little bit of everything that I love.
That's a really good show. That's a really, really good show. For me, I'm going to go with, I'm thinking of Wild Hook, the casual fan. TLC 2, WrestleMania 17. They're just going to see mad shit happening and they're going to be like, what is this? You can't fake that, no matter what their notions are. Cool gimmicks as well, cool wrestlers, all very comfortable in themselves, all very confident, no cringy shit as well, and actually doing dangerous shit that's going to, like, stuff like death matches or hardcore matches are going to grab people, because that always makes people go, how'd they fake that? Well, no, they fell off a ladder. There's no way you fake that. And then that's going to make someone go, oh, I need more of this. So TLC 2, I think, is going to be mine.
Mine is Mr. Kennedy versus Finley versus Bobby Lashley from SmackDown 2006 for the US title. The US title's on the line. Really good match. I loved it, and it made me a fan, so I imagine it'll make everyone a fan.
Close second was the Mid-Card Mafia versus Liam Royal.
That's definitely up there. I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's up there.
Thanks for the questions. Bye.